Florida is reeling from an opioid epidemic that spans young and old, rural and urban. State lawmakers are once again trying to reduce overdose deaths and prevent addiction. I'm Kate Payne. For many, what can begin with knee surgery or back pain can explode into a full-blown addiction. Joanne Richter of Broward County saw her brother's disease spiral out of control, and she thinks doctors didn't do enough to prevent his death.
He has, for many years, been able to acquire prescriptions, 90 pills at a time, no monitoring of those prescriptions being written by numerous physicians and also being filled by numerous drugstores by just going from one to another.
And as doctors crack down on overprescribing, patients are increasingly turning to a cheaper high, like heroin or fentanyl. Jane Colbert saw the cycle of drug abuse as a neonatal nurse. She says many heroin addictions began with a doctor's visit.
8 out of 10 heroin addicts started with a prescription opiate, a pain pill, and this is a physician-prescribed epidemic.
That's why lawmakers want to update the state's prescription drug monitoring program. That's a central database that tracks high-risk prescriptions and how often they're being doled out. Meanwhile, Fort Pierce Democratic Representative Larry Lee wants physicians to connect overdose patients with substance abuse treatment.
And we hope that this is the foundation that we could build upon to deal with this crisis that we face.
And Naples Republican Representative Bob Rommel wants medical practitioners to report on drug overdose patients. Gender, age, date, and location would be included in a database, but patients' names would be removed to protect their privacy. Lawmakers say the data will help public health and public safety officials track overdose hotspots. Heather Davidson represents the Broward County United Way.
Last year in Broward, our overdose rate jumped 230% just in 1 year. And that's not unusual for the other counties in Florida.
Representative Daisy Baez, a Coral Gables Democrat, was an emergency room social worker for 10 years. She wants lawmakers to balance the need to collect data with the workload of ER doctors.
We certainly don't want to put onerous requests or demands on staff that's already taxed to the limit.
Democratic Representative Wengay Newton of St. Petersburg says there's still a disconnect between addicts and first responders. The representative's brother served as a firefighter for 20 years and saw the fear of prosecution firsthand.
They were almost less likely to confide in him because they were for fear of what would happen with what they shared.
Under Florida law, overdose patients won't be prosecuted when they seek medical treatment. And Good Samaritan drug users are immune from charges as well when they call 911 for another overdose victim. But the rising number of deaths implies that message isn't reaching everyone. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.